All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, I'm going to call to order the Coburn Town Council regular called meeting for Tuesday, October the 10th, 2023. Kathy, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Charles Collins, Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tannen.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum present, so we can proceed with the meeting. At this time, I'd like to ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation. Everyone, please remain standing for the pledge.
It's okay. Just let it rumble on. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this beautiful day that you blessed us with. We thank you for blessing us with life and health and strength. And I pray, Father, that you would give us your wisdom and guidance tonight as we discuss and decide things that need to be done for the people in the town of Coburn. And I praise you and thank you for your mercy's sake. And again, I ask these prayers according to your holy, perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state your views concerning the town. Please state your name and address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item is the response to public expression from the last meeting. Is there a response from anyone? All right. The next item is the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I would like to add under, I don't know if it's old or new, I guess old business, a Ringley Park Committee. It's in form of a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to add under Old Business A, Ringley Park Committee. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Are there any other additions or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item is reports, fire department. Mr. Jackson.
Good afternoon. I will go back to August, where I was unable to attend that and read over that. We had two structure fires in August, no smoke reports, no vehicle fires. We had 10 motor vehicle accidents, 0 with extrication. We had 2 search and rescue / overdose, 0 assist police. We had 14 assist EMS, 0 hazmat, 0 wildland, and totaling 5 others. Totaling 33 calls. We had 217 man hours, 183 personnel responding, 42 hours training hours.
That's true.
58 westbound, we're at 58 westbound.
Somebody walking in.
We had 14 total assists. We didn't have a whole lot of anything else in August, other than we have since then put our new radios in all of our trucks. We've got the mobiles in them, and we're still working on the portables, getting them programmed and going on. The trucks, we're doing that ourselves. So September, we had 3 structural fires, 1 smoke report, 0 vehicle fires, 6 motor vehicle accidents, 0 with extrication, 0 search and rescue. We had 1 assist police and 11 EMS assist. We had 0 hazmat. We had 2 wildland fires, 1 other call, a total of 25 calls for September, with 137 and a half hours for man hours, 130 personnel responding, 340 training hours, and 12 total assist calls. We done the Labor Day Get River Rally, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. We also had the Wise Regional Fire School, September 10th and 11th, 8 to 5 on both days. That was a lot of training time for last month. I think I took 3 classes in that. So the only thing that I do have is that we had a structural fire here in Crab Orchard this past Saturday, and I'm pretty sure that is a town hydrant. As soon as you turn down into Crab Orchard right there, I'm pretty sure, is that a pump station that sits right there? The hydrant is actually under the roadway, and I had to remove 2 mailboxes to hook my hose into it and actually take a claw hammer and dig out around the hydrant to be able to supply water to our pumpers. It didn't take me very long to do that because I know about where the hydrant was and what I was going to be up against. It's an older hydrant. It has 1 steam intake for 5-inch, and it has 1 2.5 discharge to be able to do a 2.5 hookup or a 5-inch hookup. And that's the only connections that it has. The 5-inch hookup is unusable because it's so low underneath the road. They've just built that road up, when they come in and pave and put that curb in and stuff. If there's any way that we can get another hydrant, whether it's one that we've had, that we've repaired, let's stick it in that place. That way it gets it up. And whenever they go and stick their mailboxes back up, I don't know if they expect me to come back out there and do it or not, because they're still laying where I took them out. They won't be as close to the hydrant as it was. Because it was probably about that much room in between the 4x4 post and the hydrant hookup. And there's no way that I could put a hose hookup in that without actually taking it out. So I took 2 out. They can put their mailbox.
Is there a state code on how close you can put stuff to a fire hydrant?
There actually is. I'm pretty sure it's 15 foot in a circular circumference.
Right.
So, you know, that's a thing that, you know, I'll take the chewing for that because I was the one done it. But, you know, I just want to let you all know that hydrant is the issue for us, because that hydrant right there is technically the only hydrant that serves from there until you get down past the church there on the right. So you've got all of the trailer park down there on the bottom on the left that hydrant serves, and then everything out until you get to that right, that little white church on the right. So every drop off down there, that's the only hydrant that's out through there that I'm aware of. So, you know, if we have to lay a 5-inch line and shut the road down, that's what we're doing. I mean, we laid a 3-inch line Saturday and shut the road down until we got the fire extinguished. We had another structural fire on Sunday. We had 7 total calls on Saturday, and then we ended up running 4 calls on Sunday, and then we had 3 yesterday, and then we've had 2 today. So, you know, we've been staying busy. It's the 10th of the month, and we've already run 25th or 26th call of the month. So we're picking up on calls. We're running a lot more EMS calls. Like I said a while back, we're trying to go first responder, non-transport, no ambulance. Just that way it protects us. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of you all, and it's just the only thing we got to do now is go get what trucks we want used as first responder vehicles, which will probably be 6A7 and 6A6. And then our new truck, whenever we finally get it, I don't know when it's going to come in. We're still waiting on it. We'll have them three trucks wait. All of the medical supplies that we use will, for the first responder vehicles, will be on those three trucks. We will also carry it on our other two pumpers. That way, if those two trucks come out, then we've got extra supplies. That's what we're going towards. That way it helps us be able to get some grant money through the EMS side of things. One day it might go, it's a 2-year process. 2 years, if we stay first responder for 2 years and we decide, hey, everything's looking good, let's keep moving this way, then we'll renew it for another 2 years. If we don't want to do it, then the only thing we got to do is let the 2-year license run out, and then we go back to doing what we've been doing. There'll be no difference, no money from the town. I just want to ask more or less for a blessing to say, okay, that's great. You all go ahead and do that. You all know what's best for the department and the town. And that's what I'm, that's where I'm at.
So non-transport EMS is what you all are trying to achieve. And what that's going to do is bridge the gap between the time that you can get there.
Right.
And the ambulance service gets it.
Right, because, we have life care in town. Life care is great. I have no issue with life care. But life care is a business.
Right.
Life care is going to take a money trip rather than a 911 call here. And if it was somebody in my family that was having a medical emergency, I would want myself and my local fire department to go out and handle that situation while I'm waiting on another EMS agency to come. As of right now, we're beating Life Care, who has people who stay at this station over here. I'm at home. I can be at my house to the fire hall and be on the call before they even get out the doors down here, and them already there. There's no issues with that. But I just want to give the people in this community a better chance of survival and give them the best outcome possible. That's why we're here. The town does not have to provide an EMS agency whatsoever in the charter. It states fire and police only. So with that being said, we're going to try to do the first responder non-transport for 2 years, or however long that agreement through the state is, because it's through, EMS agency of the state. And once we take care of that, then we will start running what we've been running. We'll probably pick up on
You won't be doing anything different than you're already doing.
No, nothing different. And it actually protects us, and it'll actually help us in the long run to be able to recover some monies as far as applying for EMS grants for extrication equipment, because we can put that on EMS stuff. Our lift airbags that we have for heavy attack rescue, and even some of our rescue equipment, such as swift water, things like that. Because when we've got it, we need to keep it up to date. And this is one way that it'll help us do that.
So when we do this, it's at no cost to the town, correct?
Right.
Okay. However, you will, I would imagine, need, and Will, you can help me out here, a resolution from the town to present to the Board of Supervisors, or a letter?
That's what I want, is something from you all saying, the fire department's going in the right direction. There is a need for us to do that. And it makes us look a little bit better on that aspect, because I don't want to go up there and just say, it's something we want to try. You all see the need, I'm sure. Which I've seen it for a long time, and I've been doing this for 20 years. And, if it was somebody in your all's family or my family, I'm going to be there. If you call me and say, hey, something's going on, can you come check? Yeah, I'm on my way, but go ahead and get, an ambulance service coming to you. That's something that, I would like for the town to do, is write out a letter for Anita, if that's some way possible.
Yeah, that for sure is. It can come from one of two ways. One, it could come from a letter, the other could be from a resolution. To me, a resolution from council is probably stronger because it's the body as a whole. But right. That's completely up to you all.
Do we have any objections for Will to draw up a resolution?
I do not. Because I think it's a good thing. I mean, we have the need. I know we do because I hear it, that we don't have service all the time and people are in need. And if the fire department can go out on an EMS call and be a non-transport and just bridge the gap till transport arrived, I don't have a problem with that.
I was sitting, and I'll put this in perspective. I was sitting in a meeting with Ron Kendrick. He is over EMS in all of Southwest Virginia. He has like 15 counties that he services, that he takes care of and watches over. And we had him come to the fire department and talk to us. And I questioned him. I said, you know, Ron, I had a call here a while back that the guy appeared to be having a heart attack, but it wasn't a heart attack. And then my mind turned to stroke. The guy was going in and out of consciousness. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm Norton Rescue was coming to us at that time with a 25-minute ETA. So at that point, I put the guy on a backboard with a C-collar, immobilizes C-spine. We put spider straps on him, and I was going to put him in the backseat of 686 and take off towards North Community with him. I said, what kind of liability would I have caused myself? He said, at that point in time, if he was going in and out of consciousness, you deem that as a life or death situation. Police officers do it every day. As long as you're going to the closest medical facility with that person, there's nothing that nobody can say to you. And he said, even if you would have commandeered a police vehicle, put them in the police vehicle and say, get us to the hospital as quick as you can get us there. They do it every day. And that was his exact words. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at. I don't want to get into the transportation side of it as far as taking people to the hospital. I want to be doing what we're doing now and getting called out for every 911 call that comes in through that dispatching center to our town, because our town has the highest 911 call volume in the county.
I didn't hear any objections, so Will, if you will work on that, and Logan, it may be beneficial if you can provide him some statistics.
Okay, can I give you my email address? And
you want to write down on this, I'll take it back. Yeah, write down on that. But yeah, I'll get you some statistics and get back with you and get with Will. That way we can get something done, because I'm going to try to get the trucks weighed, the first two right now. Because they actually have to be weighed with a certified weigh ticket. And then we've already got all the other paperwork pushed through. Our application was accepted through the EMS Council of Virginia. And then we're going to have to do everybody on the fire department will have to be background checked, fingerprinted, and we'll have to take a 40-hour emergency medical response course, which we call EMR. Which is pretty much advanced first aid and CPR. And once we do that and we get your all's resolution and we go talk to the county, we put all that, upload all that into our application. And once that hits Ron's desk, Ron will come down, he'll set a date, he'll look at the trucks that we have weighed, and he'll double check everything, make sure we've got everything that we're supposed to have on it. And then he'll say, all right, we're good to go. First responder, non-transport, and here's you got 1, 2, 3, whatever, how many years that they do it for. This is how many years you'll be doing it. Once you're up at this, you have to renew, and you have to get everything recertified as far as reweighed and stuff like that. And it's no cost to us or anything like that. So, you know, it's something we were just trying to push to get done.
Okay, one thing I would say is that as part of the resolution, and I think probably a huge percentage of your calls are outside of the corporation limits of Coke, because you guys respond to a lot of traffic, you know, outside. You know, every time I hear you guys going somewhere, it's like Crab Orchard or something like that. I would like to see you guys put some actual numbers as far as percentages go and as far as numbers of calls that go into the county itself, so the county knows exactly what Coburn is doing for them.
Right, yeah, I understand that. And at this, really at this point in time, Jeff, it's really 50-50 right now. It really is. I mean, I'd say we run 50% of our EMS calls. Right.
And I'm not right. arguing the point. What I'm trying to say is that in order to strengthen this as far right. as the county goes, they need actual numbers.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that I'll get with Will, okay. and I'll talk back and forth with him and see kind of what would help us out and let him do the resolution, and then hopefully we'll be able to go to the county with
him. All right, one more question. You mentioned the mailboxes. I do think that it would be wise for us to find out a location of where we can put those back up. And
Well, if you go and look at them, where they're set, there's still two standing over there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take them down.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I had enough room to work with. That I seen that was sufficient enough for me to take the two down to get the hose in and hook it up. But the hydrant needs to be replaced and lifted up, get it above the road. He'll probably get run over, tore down, hit, something like that. But if we can get those two mailboxes put on the other side of the mailboxes that are still standing, I won't have no qualms with it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that it would be an issue. But I would let ask somebody from town to go out and talk to them and say, you know, the fire department took them down because they were too close to the fire hydrant. They couldn't access the fire hydrant easily. And they were in the way, they removed them. So if you want, we'll put them back here and just put them on the other side of the two that are still standing.
Need to talk to the post office and have them come out there and say exactly. Because
yeah.
they're the ones who dictate where you put your box.
Because, I mean, if there's a car parked there, I'd have probably busted the window out of the car to get the hose hooked up to that. I mean, that's just, I have that ability.
Do we have any extra fire hydrants, Jeff? Do you know? Do we have any fire hydrants?
I think that fire hydrant might actually belong to the county, but he's discussing.
Well, if y'all care to check.
Can you check and find out?
Yeah, I'll call Lee tomorrow.
All right, and if that's the case.
He already said it was because he put it in.
Okay. So if that's the case, then the county needs to come down. We need to make contact with the county and see if they can come down and replace it, build it up.
Thank you all for fixing and changing that hydrant out the middle school.
While we're on this, before I do my part, whenever you won't pull water on that side of town between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., could you notify the water plant?
We'll do our best.
Because it pulls water away from the pump station, I could burn a pump up. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah.
If just a quick text, we can shut the pumps off.
Yeah.
If they're running. It'd be an amazing thing to say we're on South Coburn, yeah. getting ready to open the hydrant. You can call the plant. Or something. We can
check
those pumps and
black ones off. Brian, while we're on that, telephone number to the plant. I'd like to have your number.
Mine's
220-4941.
4-9. Because you probably to be able to call them to say, hey, this is happening.
Yeah, I told them, and then yeah. we didn't shut the pumps, so we didn't turn the pumps
to
off.
To give them a call.
And the plant number?
807-4423.
What is it? 807?
4423.
Does the county dispatch have that plant number?
I imagine so, but I don't know.
If they do, and this is what I'll do, when I go back here in just a minute, I will let our guys know, hey, if we have a call anywhere in town that we might think that it might be a town hydrant, notify dispatch and tell
yeah.
them that we're pulling a hydrant.
And they can call you off.
Maybe between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Like 5 p.m., it doesn't matter if you're pulling off this tank or not, so it won't matter then.
I think we pulled, might say right at 8 to 10,000 gallons.
Yeah, it wouldn't really notice, but you get below 10,000. I don't know.
Yeah, 10,000 on
that. Yeah, but with that pump, if those pumps are running up, or, you know, they're doing 250 and I'm only putting out 550 and you open the hydrant, that can pull the water from the pumps.
Yeah.
See, and they're supposed to kick off at the switch ditch, they can stay on it and burn the pump up. So.
Yeah, we'll notify dispatch and that thing call you.
Okay.
That way, if they call a plant, just now you all up there on the weekend?
Yeah, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Really look for that little lighter, but that's what matters. That's during that time when those pumps would be running.
Okay. Yeah, we'll We'll try to do a better job of notifying them. And I don't know.
Okay,
well, yeah, if you just get dispatched for number, and I think that's the best thing, you'll just holler at dispatch, and they'll
just send that information to me.
Okay.
And I will get to dispatch, and if we have a call like that during 5A to 5P, then I'll make sure because it's all recorded up there.
Anyway. Right. Okay.
But got anything else?
Nope, if they'll just check on the hydrant, see who it belongs to, and then we'll make a plan probably to get those mailboxes put back up for them. Okay?
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next item is police department. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Gardner.
Here we go.
We're good.
For the month of September, had 860 total events, 122 business checks, 340 foot patrols, 35 Bondtown Park, 43 Greenland, 43 in Kilgore, had 67 extra patrols, 2 commercial alarms, 2 residential, 25 assisting other agencies, 7 KIVs, 14 summonses were issued with 22 vehicle stops. And that was 3 revoked or suspended OLs. Also, we had 24 total offenses, 16 total incidents, 6 arrests with 7 total charges, 7 criminal papers served with a total of 12 criminal papers, and 3 civil papers served, 1 emergency protective order and 1 preliminary protective order. Also, the old vehicle 600 was taken off the road and switched to the Public Works Department, and the old 601 will be decommissioned probably at the end of this week. We have 1 new vehicle sitting down there that's supposed to start on it either today or tomorrow, and it should be done by the end of the week, and then we're done with the updates.
So by the end of the week, all vehicles will be properly fitted, striped?
Yes, sir. There are all of them that are to be striped have already been striped.
So everything's striped.
Yeah,
we're just waiting on
the cages and the bumpers and radios and stuff like that. So, but that is it.
The police cars look great.
They do. They turned out a whole lot better than what I thought it would.
And I love the scripture on the back of the car.
I appreciate it. It's something different than from God, what everybody else has got.
We still trust God, but
oh, yeah.
This is one of his holy scriptures.
Yes, it is.
The only thing I will add is, of course, Ringley Park is now open, so I would like heavy patrols at the park. Everybody, every shift. I think they should not just drive through, but make it a point, especially for the first little bit, to get out of their vehicles, walk through the park, see what's going on.
Yes.
Make sure we don't have anything going on that shouldn't be for
absolutely.
The next little bit, please.
Okay. It was just like when school got out today.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like.
Well, as a matter of fact, I went down there about 4 something and it was packed out.
Yep.
Down there. There's people pulling in, pulling out.
So. And I love it.
Yeah, good.
It's a good thing.
I'll put out an email.
Yeah, but I think walking through that way, if there's people there that really shouldn't be there, because at one point there's a possibility that maybe somebody's using our electricity to charge phones that aren't with anybody over at the park.
Well, concerning the
I'm wanting to know if we can turn that off.
The issue Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they were served. All the juveniles were served with a bar notice, and I spoke with their parents, or at least their father and their grandfather, so they're aware that they don't supposed to be there. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for the police department? All right.
Today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next up is water plant. Mr. Markham.
Address the fire department thing. Our rate was 56% this past month, but Friday we did it now. Fixed 2 leaks. Well, the equivalent would be about $1.3 million a month. gallons of water, but we won't be wasting this much. Right. So hopefully we'll see an improvement in the loss rate. That's about all I've got.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Markham and the water plant? All right. Thank you, sir. The next item is town manager report. Mr. Williams is not present tonight. Do we have anything from him that we need to report?
Okay, a couple of things. At the last meeting, I requested a copy of the invoice for the playground equipment. I was promised that would be emailed to me, and I did not receive that. If someone can remind him. Please. And also, while we're on that subject, I guess, Mr. Williams is not here to answer the question. Does anyone know if anyone in the town of Coburn, I know with the budget that we authorized an increase for all employees for the town. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know if any increases for any additional employees beyond that since July 1?
Not that we're aware of. I actually questioned that because it had been brought to my attention that that possibly may have been going on, that somebody may have been saying they got one. And I asked Mr. Williams if that happened, and he said no. He was very upset when it was said.
Okay. Is he dealing with that?
I would hope so. I don't know.
Can you maybe follow up since you've had the conversation with him?
I can.
Thank you.
When's he coming back?
Tomorrow. He's coming back. He'll be back Thursday.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, I would say that I wasn't present at the last meeting, but the park equipment was given to council in a council packet, and I also think it has already previously been emailed when we were getting information on that. But
I think so, but
if you want to, so you can remind Mr. Williams, but that information did go out prior to any votes taking place.
My request, though, was for a copy of the actual invoice itself.
Right. Okay. Anything else for the town manager? Next up, Public Works.
Good evening. I've got for tonight is that we refloored the bridge over to Men Park and put in bottles on them, installed them on light poles. We installed fire hydrants at the middle school.
Hold on just a second. Did you say you all put the fodder out around the light poles?
The
Public
fodder.
Works crew did?
The okay. Fodder, yeah.
Okay.
And we installed fire hydrant at the middle school. We paved the mini park. We paved the Saban Street. We repaired a leak over on Hanover Street. We repaired a leak at Litchfield Street. We jetted sewer line on Cedar Street. We put in the parts that wasn't in the mini park, you know, the parts I was talking about.
Yeah.
We installed them, got them up, put them in. And we did 90 work orders. And we're getting ready to put the weather and stuff over up this week, and we're getting ready to pay for the bonding part.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Livingston, Public Works?
This is probably something that Jeff cannot furnish, but you mentioned that we had paved the park itself and we're getting ready to pave the park in Bondtown also. Kathy, do we have invoices from those yet? I know we would not have for the park in Bondtown.
I'm thinking
we
bought some invoices, I'm not sure.
Okay. When we have a complete invoice for all the pavement done in both Ringley Park and for the park in Bondtown. I know I, for one, want a copy of those invoices. Pavement only. Because, the reason I'm asking that is that there was...
The price we were told is not what it.
Well,
what I would think.
I can't see. I was told that that's a $700 pavement. And when I priced my personal driveway, which is about a tenth the size of what we've paved, is $3,600. So I'd like to have copies of those actual invoices when they're available, please.
You did say paving at the parks.
Pavement at the parks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what we were told, and I actually asked him to reiterate what he told us here one night.
It was $700.
$700
is what we were told, yep.
And that's what he told me in an email or a text
message. I was in the wrong business. If you're selling popcorn's fabulous, making profit, but if that's the case, I was in the wrong business. The
only thing I could think of is that the possibility that we're picking it up and we're putting it down, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much it costs.
I can't see the raw material being sold.
I can't. I don't know. I'm not a paver, so I don't know.
Jeffrey, you did not put any gravel underneath that, did you?
Well, yeah, we put some on it today because we had to have a base up under before we could put the asphalt down.
You did?
Yeah.
So we didn't use the base that was already there?
No.
I want to copy those invoices also.
Where do we get the gravel from?
We have the gravel over in the gravel pile.
We didn't purchase any?
No, it was the town gravel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you won't have an invoice for that, just the paper. Mm.
As long as you're recycling, that's fine.
That gravel came from that big pile back there in that back corner.
Yeah, we had some in the corner back there inside the trash can.
I tell you, is that something that was picked up from last winter when we swept the streets, or is that something that we bought prior?
That was something different right there, but we had... we had brought some gravel, but we already had them over in the corner for a while.
But we had bought those, that gravel?
Yeah, we brought them for a while.
I want a copy of that invoice too, please.
Do you know when that was bought?
Not right off.
You know who it was bought from, though? You know who it was bought from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that should be easy to go through the computer system and pull that particular client, be able to pull those invoices.
Any other questions for Public Works?
I do. The work that was done up at the Bluebell Curve on that road up there, we're going to have to pay that. Is that correct? Hinkle Construction, that wasn't in the agreement.
No.
So that's something, can we do that ourselves?
We can pay it, yeah.
Because I think this winter, when it gets bad, that gravel is not going to be good for clearing that road off.
Okay. I'll go over and look at it.
Yeah, I looked at it. I drove up there, and it's kind of scary because there's nothing to keep you from going over the hill.
Oh, really?
Should try it out.
There wasn't guardrail prior, though, was there?
But there was a lot of trees that would have stopped you from going in that trailer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there now at all, just a sheer drop-off.
Another question, and I know this is probably a Jimmy question, but you might have an answer. Boyd's Construction, paving on two roadways that we had approved. Do you know anything about that?
I know they hadn't paved it. They hadn't started on it yet.
The last I heard, they were out of the county.
Yeah, it was out of town. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, the pavement looks outstanding at the park.
Thank you.
Any questions? All right, thank you. Next up is the Lane Group. Do we have anything from the Lane Group? All right, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $67,952.96. The interim accounts payables, $470,009.18. And those checks included the fire department grant checks and the police department grant checks for vehicles. You have copies of two sets of meeting minutes. Those are for September 11th regular meeting, September 25th workshop meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, October the 6th, was $238,604.16. We had $146,083.05 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $67,952.96, leaving a balance of $24,568.15. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $7,049.56. Today's deposit, $6,797.89, for a combined total cash availability of $38,415.60. In your reports, you have copies of our total cash availability for all the month of September and for October current. Also included the cash comparison report, the most recent statements for the Food City Gas Card, and the Truist Corporate Card.
I would just like to comment that the amount for the park is listed on our interim accounts payable. For those,
I'm aware of that, but I still want the invoices.
Also, my question is consolidated pipe, like we're buying meters, water hydrant, fire hydrants, and that kind of stuff. Is that coming out of ARPA funds, or are we just taking that out of our regular account? At one point, we were using other funds for that. That's what I was asking.
Okay, on this accounts payable view, Amazon Capital Services in the red letters.
That's on. Credits. Okay. In red is subtracted off the total.
Thank you.
So Kathy, at the last meeting, the total cash availability that you gave us, along with the deposits, there were two outstanding additional deductions that were given. I think they were grants for the fire department and police department or something. Do you recall that? Okay. Are the $38,415.60 we've got after the deposit on Friday and deposit today, are there any fire department, police department grants that are part of that number?
No.
Okay, so we've come up a little bit.
Right.
Okay. Now, I know that it's beyond your control, and because you just write the checks. But, you know, I've been saying for an extended period of time, and I'm going to reiterate tonight, this town is going in the wrong direction cash-wise. Last month, after the fire department, police department, and everything, deposits making everything, we had less than $5,000. That is extremely alarming. Today, after the deposits, we've got $38,415.60. That's extremely alarming.
Yes.
We've gone in the wrong direction. I don't want to see you have to start taking this bill, that bill, deciding which one has to be paid, because we've already been there. We've done that. We don't need to do that again. I'm going to reiterate. We've got to cut down on overtime. That's killing us. We've got to cut down on expenses that we don't need to make, because if we don't, we're going to be in the negative again sooner than we know. I know we've got money coming in shortly with property taxes. We get that every year. But those dollars evaporate very quickly. And if we don't want your dollars everywhere, we're hurting. Everyone needs to watch.
That is so true. And on that line with the monies, so when I look at accounts and I see things that are being done, also, we instituted a thing where if you're going to buy something, you need to do a purchase order. And to go out on a whim and buy stuff just because today it's not gymming just the right way and I think it's going to break, so I run out and I go somewhere and I buy something and I'm spending $500 on something new, and then come to find out the one that I was thinking wasn't going to work is still operational, still going on. I blowed $500 that I didn't need to blow. And everybody that these credit cards are out there with needs to stop going and, oh, I can't find this tool. Tools are expensive. And I'm not just you, it's every department. Don't be running out and buying stuff. Go hunt for what's missing. Find what you lost. Go get it. Quit losing things and quit replacing things that may still be working. And it needs to, and that needs to stop. And the purchase orders, there's a reason that those are there, because that's to kind of keep a hold of the money reins, and we're not holding on too good, and people are back to doing things they shouldn't do by just, today I need this, I'm going to go buy it. And if I don't have the money in the bank, I maybe shouldn't be going to buy it. That's me. And with the overtime, the same thing. And when we know we're going to have, I mean, I know at one time people would take a day off during the week if they knew they had to work on the weekend. And we may be needing to look into that aspect of life again. If you know you're going to work overtime, wait. We take a day off during the week. Take off Monday so you can work Saturday. I hate that, but I mean, we all want to keep our jobs. We want to get paid. We've got to do something to stop. And we're at the bottom of the barrel, and one bad accident, and we're sunk. And we can't afford that. So everybody across the board has got to do it. It's not just town council. It's not public works. It's not the police department. It's fire department. It's everybody. Everybody all around has to do that.
Amen.
And another thing Sharon touched on, and not all department heads are here, but purchase orders are supposed to be submitted and approved before these purchases. If it's okay if a purchase order comes across and you say, no, we don't need that right now. I'm responsible at my job of signing purchase orders, and sometimes I don't sign them. We don't need that right now. We've got that down the hallway. Let's go use that. So that's another thing of you all that are department heads. You're in those positions for a reason, and you do have the authority to ultimately say when someone can go out and purchase something or they can't.
Let me add one more thing to that. And again, overtime is one of those things that is killing us. I mean, it's absolutely killing us. And I know during COVID, we had a lot of concerns about being able to pay bills back then, because we didn't know who was going to pay water bills, who wasn't going to pay water bills, because we didn't know that's going to have the money to do it or not. And during that time period, we had a mandatory no overtime in place. That's something that I, under the Emergency Act for the state of Virginia, put out there and dictated that it happen. We're not in a state of emergency now, so our mayor doesn't have the ability to do that. But council does have the ability to do that. And I don't want to have to go out and put in a mandatory no overtime vote for this council. I personally, if it happens, I will support it. And, you know, we've got to cut the bleeding, everybody. It's got to stop now.
So I assume that when that emergency order expired, that's when they ultimately had the right, or they just decided that they could go back to getting whatever overtime.
Yep.
So I'd like to see, like I said, if you know you're going to work Saturday for something that's going to happen on a Saturday and we're going to work, that we take off Monday or maybe Friday. But, you know, if you take off Monday, that gives you those 2 days in a row and start working our days so we're not putting in overtime, not working five and then putting in another day, because we can't afford it. And if it keeps going the way it is, the only other option would be is to cut jobs. Because if I can't afford to pay the full crew that I've got working, then I'm going to have to cut people off to be able to afford the ones I want to keep.
Yeah, it's wild that you said that. And let me, and you reminded me of something long time ago. You know, first of all, before I get into that, scheduling also is something, guys, that we can utilize in order to cut back on overtime. If we've got, you know, say, seven or eight people that are working a shift, three or four people that are working a shift, whatever. And, you know, we need to spread that out to where there's no overtime involved in it. I know overtime is great money, but, you know, I made a statement before.
I don't have
before,
it to pay it. It ain't gonna
help you. I made a statement before you and Devin say got on council when it was everything was going south. And my statement back then was that, you know, look, I don't want to have to start cutting positions, but if you've got to, you've got to. And if the money ain't there to pay these positions, then we ain't got to cut them, because you guys are not going to work if you're not getting paid. So everyone tighten your belts, every department.
Try to work around the no overtime.
And I will say, and Jeff, I'm not picking on your department, but you have more than these others, and your scheduling is a little bit different. But if you have multiple jobs that can be done, split up. I mean, we don't necessarily need six people working on a water leak if only one person's down in the hole digging, you know? So let's just be mindful of that. And like I said, your department, I mean, you just have more people, and that was better for me to give an example. I'm not just picking on you saying that your department's the only department that has overtime, because that is not true, but that was an example. Anything else for Mrs. Sharp? Any questions before we vote?
I have a question that Jeff might be able to help me with. On this accounts payable due on August the 11th, 2023, and August 31st, 2023, we got Boggs Municipal Services again.
Yeah.
One for $41.31, one for $53.69, and that's not dollar, that's thousand. So every time, where's the problem at?
What was these calls for?
Is it infiltration again? Is that?
I think it's where they got a pump out down at the Polishing Pump Station they were working on. They pulled that big pump out, and we just got one pump in there running right now.
Right.
And they worked on the other big pump.
Okay.
So, in other words, they're working on it, so we're getting ready to get another bill.
I don't know how many times in my time here that Boggs Construction is on here, and it's usually the magic number is $5,000. And I'm wondering if it's poor design or...
We've had a time out of this.
Or infiltration, or is what can be done to cut that money out? Because four or five times like that, that's $25,000. And I don't know, you don't have the answer from, but maybe I need to go somewhere else and look for an answer.
I know they're working on that pump. Like I said, it ain't got any more pump in there. working right now, and then that goes out, and then
For a while, we were pulling shop rags out and yada yada.
And we ain't really had none on Fort Town Road either.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think he's paying the foot back.
Thank you, sir.
Had any other questions? All right, Mr. Sharp, so you need from us the accounts payable and then the two meeting minutes.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
I make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we have our meeting minutes.
I make a motion to accept the council minutes regular meeting September 11th, 2023.
Second.
As presented.
Motion and a second to accept the September 11th, 2023 regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I make a motion to accept the council minutes workshop meeting on September 25th, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the September 25th workshop meeting minutes as presented. Is there any Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I actually abstain on that one. I was not present, so that does still carry. Do you need anything else from us, Ms. Sharp?
No, but I will say that the fire department, and I have forgotten about this, they have received $1,185 that we've not made checks on.
Okay, so that's going to be deducted from that amount?
Yes, I
just thought. Okay, hold on 1 second. How much?
$1,185.
A statement, a bill?
It's like a small grant.
Oh. It's a grant that's in our account that goes over to their account.
And the fire department paid for everything, and then we have to reimburse the fire department that $1,185.
So that takes us back to 37.3 something.
Sorry, I
thank
you.
About
that. All right, anything else, Ms. Sharp? Next up is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
I don't have anything tonight, but if you all have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Do we have any questions?
I've got a couple of questions, but it needs to be in closed session.
Yep.
Okay. We have no new business. The next item is old business A, Ringley Park Committee. I requested this to be put on the agenda because the original committee, we've had Crystal Lawson has resigned from that committee. Also, the Ringley Park is complete as far as this goes. This stage, we do have a merry-go-round that will need to be installed at a later time. But with that being said, I would like to move that we dissolve the Ringley Park Committee at this time. There's no need for it.
I would suggest that we keep it in place until we have a dedication of the park.
I can see that. Wait until the dedication. I'm waiting on them to contact me. She may have. I haven't seen it.
I don't know that we do, but if that's what the rest of the council wants, then that will be fine.
Yeah, I think that the committee itself needs to determine, you know, who needs to be invited to that from out of town. I know we have one individual who I feel is very responsible for that park, even getting started, who's living down in the Carolinas now.
Yeah.
It's someone that I would very much want to see up here for that dedication. I think that needs to go through the committee.
Yeah, I've talked to her. And I'm waiting on Katie to respond to me on the date available to do, for them to come down.
Okay, so that failed to get a second, so we'll move on. What is the reason to go into closed session tonight?
Personnel, police department.
So that would be A1. Is there any other reason to go into closed session?
Probably go into legal also.
Okay.
Go under AA.
All right. Anything else? All right. I move that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of town or covering personnel. And 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're in closed session.